It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Hey, what were you doing last night, Scott Mitchell? Were you watching that basketball game of the Utah Jazz and the LA Clippers while you're still hanging out with your family, having joyous times with the new grandbaby? Were you able to enjoy that time with your family while you were away during all that, even though
I had a great time with my family, but I had a miserable time. Yeah. I can't, you know, here's the thing.
Welcome back to town, buddy.
I can't say I was shocked by it. I haven't been shocked by it. No, I just haven't. Look, the Clippers are a good, they are a good team.
Of course they are. They're in the playoffs.
They know how to fight, and they fight tough.
But did you think that the Jazz would be this bad right now? Because these last two games have been absolutely abysmal. I mean, we have our anti-MVP segment of They So Poo-Poo. I'm not going to do it. I don't even want to dedicate that time to the Jazz because there's been poor defense. There's been tons of foul trouble. There have been not playing Jazz basketball. They're just getting down the court and just shooting off of a, hey, I can shoot this basketball sometimes. It's just not Jazz basketball. That's where we're starting things here. Complaint town, and then we're looking for some answers as to how we are going to right this ship as the Jazz come back for Game 5 tomorrow night right here in Salt Lake City. It's our 7:05 cut. Let's do it.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. Mike Conley's injury is one thing. Listed as questionable again for Game 5. That's what he was listed the day before Game 1, 2, 3, and 4. So tomorrow, will they end up actually saying probable or he's a go? He's been ruled out a few hours before every game so far in the series. And his absence has been absolutely a tragedy for the Jazz. They've been just out of sorts. The real thing is that what I was noticing on Twitter last night was how many people, and if you watch the game, everybody said Donovan still does not look right. Now, we know his ankle isn't going to get to 100%.
Right. Probably never again.
Stop. He's not LeBron James. Probably just until – look, in mid-September, he's going to be fine. But right now, middle of the playoffs, he's probably not 100%, doesn't look right, definitely has been frustrated with his team. Why on earth have the Jazz suddenly turned into these turnover machines? And why is it that they have just totally gone away from what their identity is? Is it because the Clippers have game planned for them so well, or are they shriveling in the moment here, Scott?
No, I think the loss of Mike Conley actually hurts. And the Clippers are strong in that front line wing position, guard position, and having that guy who really is the true point guard in this situation – Mike Conley is really what can help the Utah Jazz, and I guarantee you Mike Conley will be playing if he could play, and I'm sure that it's extremely frustrating to him. But when you get in the playoffs and you start playing the good teams and you play them night in and night out, the reason they're good is they have good players, but they're also smart. They're cagey. They understand. They make adjustments, and you can see that the Clippers have dialed into something that really is a frustration for the Jazz. Being able to get Mike Conley back could be that counter. The other problem, I think, is a challenge. Like, the Jazz played last night, right? And they're going to play tomorrow. And they have today to deal with it.
And how do you deal with that day between? Well, you travel last night back.
I think part of it, Alex, is it's hard to really kind of make all of that adjustment. You know, in the NFL, you got a week to figure things out from one game to the next. And so seeing this is it could be new, it could be different. And the Jazz and they'll figure this out. You hear this every year, you hear it all the time, and teams make adjustments. The Clippers made an adjustment, and it's worked so far. And the Jazz need to now counter back. And I don't think it's that the Jazz don't care, don't want to play. I don't think they're choking. I don't think the Clippers are a good basketball team. Paul George kind of showing up where he hasn't in the past. Kawhi Leonard is just he's a heck of a basketball player. He really is. I mean, this guy is just tough. So you know, I wasn't surprised in these losses, and I would not be surprised if this thing goes seven games.
Going seven games, bringing it back home would be nice, but the game seven would not be nice. Then you have this complete turnaround also that's happened out east, right? So you have the Brooklyn Nets, who had not just gone up 2-0 on the Milwaukee Bucks, they won a game by 40. They won game two by 49 points, Scott. I mean, that was an embarrassment of a playoff game. And now the Bucks are tied up 2-2 in the series with the Nets, who are now hobbled without
Kyrie and Harden.
Kyrie, but Harden's in tonight. Yeah. Harden's playing, but he's on how good is that hamstring right now? We don't know. But Milwaukee is certainly taking a lot of energy away from this Nets team, and the Nets team are the higher seeded team, the team that everybody thought was going to go further. Sound familiar? And suddenly, it's losing a guy, having some glue that goes away because Kyrie is the superstar. Donovan is the superstar of the Jazz.
You know, one thing I learned as a professional athlete, you don't show up every game and just have your best stuff. You just don't. Nobody does. And they're just games that you're just off. And it's, I don't know that you can explain it. Your preparation's there. You do everything that you normally do. And there's just some games when you just don't have it. And figuring out how to fight through that, it's a challenge, and that's kind of I really get a sense from this Jazz team. They're, you know, they the last couple of games they haven't had their best stuff. Whether they just said, "Look, we have a 2-0 advantage, we're not overly concerned about this." I don't know what kind of attitude they had. Whether it was just the Clippers playing a lot better basketball, the Jazz not playing very well, and you just get a combination of a lot of things happening at once. You know, it can be ugly. Charles Barkley. We love what Charles always has to say. And his whole island, you know, every game is an island. Man, could not be a truer statement. And so we're upset. We have a bad day because, you know, the Jazz lost. They look terrible.
Well, they've lost two in a row. They won six in a row, then they lose two in a, right. back-to-back, which is not really their thing.
They can't lose six in a row.
And they don't do a lot of that.
I don't even know if they could lose six in a row.
They would just have to lose two more, and they'd be done.
And maybe they just stick around after the playoffs just to kind of like –
just to lose a couple more?
You know, just,
is there a loser's bracket we could get involved in?
Can we lose a couple more games here?
The Jazz are – yes, they're coming back home for Game 5, and this one's – look, everything's going to be reset again. I was looking at this thing and wondering, you know, Donovan's making these heroic point efforts, but it's not worth much when you're scoring a ton and not much is actually being done with it, and when the rest of the team isn't showing up either.
Yeah.
We've seen
that before.
Yeah, but when you see guys not show up in these last two games and just be so bad – I look at Donovan, and he's frustrated with his teammates. And everybody's talking the whole time like, hey, man, you've got to show up with your team. You can't put everything on Donovan's shoulders, especially with that bum ankle. I wonder what the Jazz going forward, what the plan's going to be. Just assume they're not going to be without Mike Conley tomorrow.
I think long-term Joe Ingles at guard is not the best solution for the Jazz. I just don't. But Mike Conley is that guy. I just hope they can get him back, and I hope not that – only can they get him back, but can he be effective when he comes back? You know, and I'm sure it is his age. You know, he'll get back into it quickly. But yeah, the Jazz really, really need Mike Conley, and it's kind of one of those things. It's like, all right, how bad is it? Because like you have the whole offseason at this point. You know, it's like figure out a way. You know, and this is my NFL background. Figure out a way to get on the field no matter what kind of thing. Now we weren't running at that kind of tempo all the time, so I'm sure it's a different deal with the hamstring, but. boy, if there's just any way that he could find a way to get on the court, I'm sure he would. And I really think it's something that will help the Jazz.
Okay, let's talk about concern level then for tomorrow. Let's just say Mike Conley out. What's your concern level with that? With that, what's the shot that the Jazz have then if he's out?
Well, I mean, clearly the Jazz are kind of lost right now. But this kind of stuff seems to motivate the Jazz. They're a team that just kind of goes when bad things happen, when they've been embarrassed, when they haven't played well, they're just really good at answering back to it. And so I would expect that from the Jazz. I'd expect it from them to come home and just say, look, you know, we've done too much. We've worked too hard this season, and we'll figure out a way to be more effective in this game. And I think it's beyond Donovan. You know, Donovan Mitchell will always be there. It's some of these other guys that will need to show up a bit.
Paging George Niang. George Niang, you're wanted at Vivint Smart Home Arena tomorrow. Please do not be absent.
There's too much pressure on the result. And when they just play free and just go play free.
Let's take the break here. Let's play free ourselves. I've got some couple things. Hey, good news. Another team that another award that that Rudy Gobert finds himself a part of. And what some Clippers are saying about the Jazz and about playing in Utah. We've heard it before, but keep the criticism coming. Stay right here with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.